Hey, and this is another special episode of the Riff City podcast. The music stopped there. A lot of people were thoroughly entertained with the Sopranos versus Godzilla. I guess, you know, because that's unique to the Riff City universe. You know, we're actually in a parallel universe to the other Earth 1. We're in Earth 2, or maybe we're Earth 1 and they're Earth 2. Who knows? We don't want to get... We don't want to get in that.
Maybe big beef. We don't know.
Yeah. We're definitely better in Earth 3 with those guys. They're real jokers. And yeah. So we were just kind of like, what else is different in our universe compared to the other one? And we realized that Jaws and Seinfeld were the same. It was Seinfeld versus Jaws. Yeah, there wasn't a separate.
Yeah.
Jaws franchise and Seinfeld. Those were two, I guess in your world, they're two different entities, but where we grew up, where we ran the streets, Jerry was dealing with a large shark a lot of times. So that's we've right. smuggled.
Jerry, lived in Amityville.
Amityville is also, it is much more like New York City, but it a lot of sharks.
Yeah.
And you know, the one shark.
Not one.
The one of note.
One of note.
So we've smuggled some footage over, just the audio, unfortunately.
Sure did.
We'd really love to be able to get some of the video over, but we'll just give you a little taste. That, you know, like on regular Seinfeld, he does a little bit of stand up at the beginning, so we're gonna put.
Well, this is just
we got a couple different clips. So I'm just a couple different clips.
Oh, a couple.
You know, this
cool.
is like,
Can't
you know, the Seinfeld in both universes, he does a little bit of stand up and then it goes into like the show. So this place.
Yeah, it's basically the same show for except for Jaws.
What's the deal with these people? All right. Why are they always asking for a bigger boat? Just get the right size boat. There's a shark in the water. Get out. There's a side belt. He got to lose. He's much more like Jimmy Fallon in the dark. He broke the scene a little bit. So I think this next scene we're gonna play is George. He comes into Jerry's apartment and he's telling him about the Jaws, the shark. I think this might be from the pilot episode. This is where Jerry's aware. He first becomes aware that a giant shark is a problem for the gang. And we're gonna go ahead and. We're queuing up the tape, and I think we'll hear George here in a second. George?
Jerry! Jerry, you gotta get down to the beach.
I wanna go to the beach.
You gotta get down to the beach, Jerry. There's a shark. There's a dead girl.
I wanna go there. What about shrinkage?
You're the sheriff, Jerry. You're the sheriff. I'm the one that knows about trinkets, Jerry. You're the sheriff.
See, there we go, Jerry. Also, we should have told you ahead of time that Jerry is the sheriff. He's the sheriff stand-up comedian in our version of...
of Amityville. Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty wild show. I don't know if it's as funny as the Seinfeld in your universe because they're not giant... shark, you know, like, because in ours, Newman, you know, the beloved Newman character, he gets ate. Maybe he's in one episode and the next episode he's ate. And then, you know, did Jerry chum the waters to kill Newman? You know, that was kind of, that was the real cliffhanger for season 5 in our universe. So
yeah. Don't we have that clip? Don't we have that clip of Newman and Jerry's final in quotes confrontation? Yes,
I think we do. Here we go. Let me see if I can find it. I'm just trying to cue up the music here. Oh yeah. I think they're having a little bit of musical trouble with the musical cue on this one, so I'm just gonna vamp here for a second, you know, while I'm trying to.
I'll vamp while you find it. Yeah, in this scene, since you did let me listen to it before we provided it for all the riffers out there, is Newman. Of course, he walks in and he I think he does his hello Jerry, and then you get the hello Newman, and then they kind of Jerry says he saw him down at the beach last night. And Newman says he saw Jerry at the beach. It's kind of that kind of setup. And then there's a final kind of, well, you'll see when we play it. So yeah, you'll see when Dave gets the file.
Yeah, uploaded. I know. It's
to the old,
you know, well, I mean, you know, we're bringing bootleg tapes through the multiverse. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of, you know, there's going to be some,
I know it's hard. You know, it is
the
rough,
intergalactic. Yeah.
There's gonna be a little funk. There's gonna be a little funk.
The intergalactic.
Yeah, because I mean, there will be a little funk on it. Because yeah, you know,
sometimes you're like, that doesn't really sound.
There's intergalactic funk. They're bootlegs through the multiverse, and you know,
like,
what?
That doesn't really sound like Seinfeld.
You know what I noticed is some of the.
What did you notice?
Yeah, right. Some of the voices don't sound spot on what you're used to. Well, some of the voices don't sound spot on what people are used to, but that's just intergalactic funk hitting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit, things are a little bit different in our joint, you know. It's just it's going to hit a little different, you know. God damn it.
Yeah, but we promise this is
100% real.
This is 100%.
This is what we live with. I think we have another tape of just George yelling about Jaws interrupting a date. Can we play that right now? This is, they're at the diner. We're at the diner.
Yeah, I think so.
And George and Jerry have just met up, and Jaws has, he got in the way of George's latest conquest. So I think we have a tape of that. We'll roll while I work on the sound here. George, what happened?
Everything was going great. Everything was unbelievable, Jerry. We were walking down the beach, middle of the night, stars.
Oh.
Sand between our feet, Jerry. And all of a sudden,
giddy
in the moonlight, a giant shark, Jerry. Kramer, when'd you get here? Sit down. A giant shark jumps onto the beach and bites my date's leg, Jerry. Date over.
Ooh. You need to call my friend Banyan. He'll help you with the shark.
Jerry, I can't date her now. She's got one leg. Well, keep in mind that clip is from the early 90s.
Yeah,
so, you know, probably the views wouldn't be expressed.
They weren't as woke
the same way now
as the. SSS, you know what I mean? We're pretty,
yeah, right.
We're progressive people.
They were a little loose with their date, you know, what they said about dating and stuff. But
yeah,
you know, it's still a funny show.
Man, I can't find that Newman clip to save my life.
I can't get
the damn fucking Jaws theme to download. That's what the problem is. And I want that to, that'll really make the episode rip if we hear that.
Yeah, everybody who's listened for 10 minutes is
they're waiting with bated breath.
I mean, I know as a listener, I'm holding my breath.
There's no way anybody's made it this long.
It's the most iconic part of this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we got the Seinfeld theme, but Jaws theme is the Seinfeld so theme. Important.
Bum, 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 bum. Jerry and his friends and a big giant shark. Bum, 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 bum. Chomp. Bum, 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 bum.
Don't swim at night in the ocean or you'll get bit by a big-ass shark, yeah. It's the 90s, oh, watch out for that shark. Oh, he's big, and guess what he does? He eats people.
Yeah, that shark. He eats motherfuckers. That was a real bang. That bang, bro.
Damn. I love how the bottom, the last end of it just is mouth pops, boom, dude. Boom.
Oh, shit. Did I leave that?
Doom, doom, doom.
Man, we get this shark. We get this fucking Newman clip. It's going to fucking bang. Oh, man. Man, why does it not... Damn. Hold on. Can you hear that? Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm just playing it through my speaker.
All right, hell yeah.
Oh, Newman.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
I think you need to swim out a little bit further.
Jerry, I saw you watching me at the beach last night. Very peculiar.
I'm just at the beach. What am I supposed to look at?
Doing what? You had a bucket, Jerry, and a bunch of fish in that bucket, and a little shovel, and you were throwing it when I was going for my night swim.
I don't know!
Wow, what an epic clip! What an amazing showdown between Newman and Jerry. That was a big season 5 cliffhanger.
That was huge.
That was huge. Yeah, dude. Newman caught him with his chum bucket.
Get him up. Get him up. Yeah, that was the actual Kramer in our universe. He would be like, get him up.
Yeah, get him up. Yeah.
And Elena, she doesn't exist in our universe. It's...
No, she does. I think You had a thing of her just saying one sentence, didn't you? Yeah.
Jerry!
There it is! That's her! She is in the universe! That's for sure. I remember that. I remember her saying Jerry like that. Yeah, I love that part.
Well, that's all we got of Seinfeld versus Jaws.
Man, I hope we find more tapes. Yeah, chances are probably not, but we'll probably find more tapes of different shows.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking, I guess in this universe, the Joker isn't on the King of Queens, which I don't even... Yeah, I don't even know how that would work with the how would the King of Queens work without the Joker. It seems like it wouldn't really work. I guess here Ben Stiller's dad is the foil. He's like who Kevin James goes up against a lot.
Because in our universe, the Joker on King of Queens is an elderly man lives in Kevin James' basement.
But he is 100% the Joker.
Yeah.
He wears
he's the purple Joker. Heath Ledger makeup Joker. Yeah.
He's still causing a lot of mayhem. He's stealing packages off the truck. He foils Leah Remedy when she tries to rescue people from Scientology.
It's his daughter. She's Harley Quinn. Yeah.
Well, boy, I hope you keep listening to this podcast. It's hard to ask people to write a review after something like this.
Yeah, but, you know, do it. You know? Let's see if we can get like 1,000 reviews. Just in spite of this shit.
You can dunk on us. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, dunk on us. And you know what? Get dunked on. But I'll tell you this. We're some shot blockers, you know? And also, if you go to leave us a review, if you really like this podcast, reach over to your partner's phone, take their phone, leave a review, 5-star review. Go to your meemaw's house because COVID, no more COVID. If you're vaccinated, go see your meemaw and your people. Take their jitterbug, put a review on there. Go to the fucking Apple store, and when they got the phones out, just go to the podcast app and leave us a 5-star review from all the phones
and
in the store.
And buy that Rift City drip. We got a shirt. You can get that fucking drip. You let people know what's up.
Where's the shirt at?
BelowTheCollar.com/DaveWaite. Dave Waite.
Oh, okay. Dave Waite. Well, that's with an E at the end. That is correct, big dog. All right, big dog. Well, that was good. I'm glad you found some more bootlegs. Maybe we'll try to rummage for that King of Queens.
We'll give
and
a
Joker.
Look in the bin and see if we can find it.
Yeah, we'll take a look for it.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening.